Hello and welcome to the Echo Chamber Podcast. My name is Tony Groves, and Martin, how are you, mate?
Not too bad. Coronavirus free, Tony.
Oh, man. You know what, though? I have to say, someone who has your immune system.
I know. I'm going to stay away from crowds, stay away from kids, stay away from everybody.
You need to wear a mask, mate.
I told you, I have that full mask, the 100 whatever it is mask, excellent yolk. So yeah, I will be wearing it if it hits here. There's no doubt.
I'm not surprised. I mean, honest to God, folks, you've no idea. This man is, if coronavirus lands, I wouldn't. I have a lovely eulogy written.
I know, but if it hits, Tony, and look, it's an inevitability at this stage.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in Tenerife, it's in Dublin, and it's that simple.
Well, it's not even that simple. The problem is, as we know, is that our hospitals regularly fall into the red without,
they're over 100% capacity all the time, particularly the A&Es. So, and the worst place you can go with coronavirus is an A&E or a GP surgery. But there's no point in saying that to people, because if they're really, really sick, you have to give them all an alternative. And we don't have one.
Yeah, no, it's deeply concerning. And I'd say it's deeply concerning for all the medical professionals, the healthcare assistants and all those people who we know. And I have to tell you, I just hope they get the resources, because I know the country is currently in a political stalemate.
And that's it. Let's bring this back to politics, Tony. Is coronavirus going to be that exponential crisis that forces government into place? I mean, it's beginning to look that way, certainly.
Probably should be, because if we can get our act together for Brexit, this is something that is already, and I want to put this in the context of how Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have taught for 100 years in terms of the economy. There's talk that coronavirus is already tanking the global economy.
Isn't that but I saw that recently, and I will follow this stuff online, and there was a guy who put up recently, coronavirus is killing my portfolio. And I thought, God, isn't that the world all over? It's just pure shit, isn't it, really?
in terms of what's happened since the last time we sat down, Martin, the Taoiseach, or caretaker Taoiseach, and Micheál Martin have sat down, they've had a discussion, and Leo Varadkar said to Micheál Martin, go speak to everybody else, we're preparing for opposition. That's his own statement. They said they've agreed to talk and then talk again. Sinn Féin and the Greens apparently spent 7 hours together, discussing what could be done, which I would say is more positive than,
Well, I have to say that's a mammoth 7 hours. You mean any room with Eamon Ryan for 7 hours? You're just fucking saint.
I can guarantee you. I guarantee you that their negotiating teams didn't include Eamon Ryan, but nonetheless, I know Piers Doherty was involved. These Sinn Féin rallies or public meetings, whatever you want to throw at them, they're happening at the moment. You're going off to see one now shortly.
Yeah. I'm going to go in and have a look. And I am wearing a mask going in. Yeah, I am definitely. But they're very interesting, Tony. What's more interesting is they wouldn't be in the zeitgeist. They wouldn't be in the public frame had Varadkar not come out and had a little hissy fit about the whole thing. These meetings are par for the course. I have attended so many meetings over the years. So many. And to get 1,000 people into a room any night of the week, but a cold February Monday night, knocking it out of the park. Any party's envious of
that. That's in Cork. Can I just say, so that's about one in four people in Cork. I mean, there couldn't be more than 4,000 people in Cork.
Well, there's 4,000 political nerds, all right. Yeah.
No, but it is a big deal that this has been turned into a big deal. That's the issue. There's a lamppost around the corner from here, Martin, and you know as well as I do that over the last 4 years, if you could digest it down to every week, I'd say there was less than 1 in 4 weeks where the Fine Gael candidate around here did not have a poster up saying public meeting.
I know. They're so commonplace. Mm. If you don't know they're commonplace, well, then you're not a political anorak.
You're not a nerd like us.
Yeah. You're just not a nerd like us.
Which reminds me, folks, we do need this podcast is on its knees. It needs support. It needs people to come on board. And I'm not even gilding the lily here. We came back to another bill this morning and we're trying to put this together. And I said to myself, all right, is this even worth keep doing? Yes, it is. People enjoy it, but please head to patreon.com/tortoiseshack, because it's simply not viable. We're committing to what we're going to do now. There's a lot coming up and we're hoping to cover it as best we can, but we need you to put your hands in your pockets. Next week, we are going to have to do patron-only content, and that's as simple as that, because we don't, it'll go away.
And we will keep going. Coronavirus masks and all. We will. It'll sound a little muffled, but we'll keep going.
Where are we going now? So coronavirus absolutely is a threat. The government formation thing, it's looking like a disaster. You called a second election previously.
I'm not calling it a second election now. I did say second election. Existential crisis not included. Now you have your existential crisis.
Well, a national government then is possible.
A form of government will have to come into place to deal with this. And if you break down the figures, and John Crown broke them down on Twitter recently, 2/3 of the population may get infected. Of that, about 10% become problematic. And of that, about 1% die. That's a town about the size of Navan. Now, usually when I say that, people say to me, Navan, Asher, it's only Navan. But yeah, it'll be spread across the country. And we're not capable of dealing with 10% of, which is, you know, 300,000 problematic cases. Our hospitals aren't capable of dealing with it. So what do you do?
Well, what we need to do is start talking to the medical professionals, listening to them, giving them the resources that they need, and looking how it's going to be handled across the world. This is a very serious threat, and people are dying. We've seen the situation, which was, you know, it's one of those things where you laugh, and you know, I shouldn't have laughed when you see the Iranian minister on stage talking about the threat of coronavirus, coughing, and then 24 hours later been diagnosed with coronavirus.
Nothing will send the shivers up the spines of politicians more than seeing one of their own having it in any country.
Well, we need a serious action on this. In terms of some of the stuff that's coming up, the Shannon is coming. I know that sounds very small beans now, but it's not as well, because it needs to be given some focus. We're going to be doing a lot of interviews over, Martin. I'm going to be honest with you. It'd be great if we could get unseat Ronan Mullen.
Yeah, and kind of that's there we come down to the elitism of the Shannon, in that if it was a broader vote, you wouldn't get these, you know, out and out crazies on the fringe getting elected. You just wouldn't.
Out and out crazy. This actually brings me to a really important point, and I wanted to get to it. I don't want to say the name of the organization, that the media organization that has been, but people are losing their mind saying that don't normalize them, don't platform them, don't give them credit, and they're going through old tweets now and coming out, and they're undermining recently appointed TDs, particularly female TDs, by the way.
Particularly female TDs who were very active in Repeal the Eighth.
Absolutely. But what I will say is, I was really pissed off today when people were saying, don't normalise them. The Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, normalised them a week ago when it suited his agenda to kick Sinn Féin by talking about an article that they broke on Twitter. So, you know, they're not crazies. There's small C conservatives and there's capital C conservatives. These are capital C conservatives, and that's me being kind about
it. That's you being really kind about it. I could be a lot less kind.
Yeah,
about
but
it.
Like if we're done for defamation, it's on my head.
You know, the shower that they are, Tony. You know, the shower that they are. Fuck them.
Yeah, I agree. I think what needs to happen though is people in the media need to be a lot more responsible about it, because what we're facing into is, you know, they're getting mentioned in newspapers.
They're loving it. They're loving being normalised. They're loving being normalised.
Even the negative coverage is helping. So we gotta understand that. Look, is there room for them? I'm sure there is.
There is. Bottom of the sea, Tony.
they speak to a cohort of people.
Look at the election we just had. Look at the election we just had. Mm. No, they don't. They're fringe players. They are out and out fringe players.
I agree with you on the fringe players, but you know what? I'd rather try bring some of them back from the brink. And I know that's not an easy thing to do, but I'd rather encourage some of them to come back over to our side. Or when I say our side, come back in and understand why these prejudices exist. Because a lot of it comes down to prejudice. The reaction we got to our conversation with Jacob Wolf, Martin, was toxic.
Yeah, yeah. And Jacob was such an intelligent and bright young man. And he spoke very clearly. And we both took stuff away from it, Tony. So, you know, what wasn't good about it?
It was fantastic. Most people who we know enjoyed it. They spoke about how they learned things from it. They took a lot of learnings away from it. But some of the stuff online, like, it's just, I won't say what was said.
The major criticism of him seemed he wasn't hard right enough. And, you know, that's his choice. He's quite entitled not to be.
Well, I mean, no, but we have to understand, we made it quite clear, and we want to be very clear here. Anti-Semitism is a problem. Yeah. It exists on the left. It exists on the right. It exists in society. But people who want, like, to talk about anti-Semitism like to use it as a way to hit people with, rather than actually dealing with it. And that was the case on both sides. And we tried to make that clear. And yet, you know, Jacob became the
target, yeah.
A target, which was just so disappointing. And I mean that, again, across the board. However, we will continue to try and have those conversations.
Oh, yeah, of course
we're
we
not
will.
Backing down.
Of course we will. Of course we will. It was a great conversation. Jacob is a very intelligent, very clever young man. And that's what we like in here, is the intelligent, clever people. And we do get them.
Yeah. What's going to happen in the next 2 weeks? There's talk of a government by April? That can't happen now.
No, forget all the timetables that are out there at the moment. Forget all the stall. And Tony, the first positive coronavirus case that crops up in Ireland, and the impetus will be a government of some sort. Mm. Now, it may be, as you said, a government for a national emergency on the understanding that a government will be formed afterwards, or even that there will be an election held afterwards. But something is going to happen. You can't have a global pandemic, and we're on the absolute verge of a global pandemic, if not there already. Yeah. You can't have that and no government in place. You need people who can make decisions, who can prevent loss of life, and that's what you need in place.
I think that would be the message that needs to start coming out very loud and clear. And I really hope that happens, Martin.
Now we do have, look, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We do have plenty of huge crises that warrant a government being made. We have housing, we have health in the abnormal sense of the abnormal. We have pensions crisis. We have a load of crises that don't warrant people doing these dances, Tony. Those days are gone. Get your act together, form a government. If you can't do it, say you can't do it, go back to the people. That's how it works. It's not your shot to call, it's ours.
Yeah, I agree. And that the other thing, though, and I do want to give it just a couple of minutes, is the reaction to Sinn Féin and the not a normal party and what the Garda Commissioner said and all of these things. And I made a point, and it was actually backed up today in a column by the Guardian that, you know, how austerity has been killing people for over a decade
now.
Yeah. And I made that point saying that, you know, there are bad players who are legitimized by breezing in and out of government. They're putting the pressure on. The real pressure right now today, the game in terms of Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, is by vulture funds, banks, REITs, residential investment trusts. It's by multinationals who have, shall I say, other practices, and the tax avoidance industry.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a huge industry in Ireland in terms of not a huge, huge employer, but a huge industry. And that's where the pressure's coming on. They're putting the pressure on Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to actually get together because they know that the party could be over. I'm not giving away too much other than to say I was on a bloody con call. And when I was on a con call, a vulture fund asked one of the main, how do I put this, one of the big houses, investment houses, that if Sinn Féin get into power, what does that mean for Fine Gael's Ireland 2040 plans and their returns? You know, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to that call. I'm thinking, geez, I should have read 2040 more, because obviously they factored in profits for the next bloody 20 years in this country. And that tells me that, you know, if you're terrifying them, the people who, let's face it, they said, Ireland is the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
Something has to change here. And it absolutely terrifies me, the idea that that's going to be the pressure that puts Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael together. I don't believe that the members want it. I think the members, you know, they're saying...
They have older enemies, Tony.
Exactly. But you know what? it might not be in their hands. It might come down to the guys that actually lean on them. And that proves what I was saying all along. Never mind who pulls never mind this shadowy figures in Sinn Féin in a darkened room up in Belfast who are supposedly have a hotline to tell Mary Lou what colour dress she's to wear or whatever the phraseology is or that I'm making a hames of. These people go into government offices. They wander in and out. Tom Parlin, the Construction Industry Federation, walks in and out. No,
we only have to look at the Apple tax deal. It was written by Apple, for God's sake, and it ended up as our taxation policy.
What was the Ken Fox one? I'm sorry, it wasn't. It was, sorry folks for this now, but Ireland is appealing on behalf of Luxembourg for a company that didn't appeal.
Fiat. Yeah,
and we're appealing.
Yeah, because the result of that will affect the result of it's a precedential case on the Apple case. So they're literally going to fight every tax avoidance and evasion scheme
for other countries who aren't appealing it, who are okay. Yeah,
now when you're talking about shadowy figures in the background, who made that decision? Is there anybody out there who put their hands up at election time? Said, yeah, look, I want you to appeal Fiat's case to over Luxembourg. Yeah, please do. There's nobody in their right mind to said that in this country. Nobody. So there you have your shadowy figures. I suppose for me today, listening to the radio, the biggest analogy I saw of what's wrong with this country was the people on the Shannon who are facing flooding for the 30th or the 40th time, Tony. They have elected Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, time in, time out, promises time in, time out, and here they are again, putting the sandbags out, praying to God that they're not going to have to leave their homes, praying to God that everything they have isn't destroyed. Now, if 30 or 40 years, the living memory of politicians promising to fix this hasn't come true for you, it's never going to with the people you're voting for. Never. So you just have to. And I heard the people in Roscommon talking. They're fed up to the back teeth. How long do you give somebody to solve a problem, Tony?
I agree, Martin. This and these changes, these events that were supposed to be, you know, 1 in 100 years, 1 in 50 years, 1 in 20 years, they're now almost a regular occurrence. I mean, it was a joke yesterday. I posted a video. I ran through the Talca yesterday. I didn't mean to. I was on my regular route and I thought, okay, it's come up with banks. I don't know if you saw the video, but at one stage I'm over knee deep in it and I went, okay, that's bizarre. And then it starts beating against. I had to take my phone out and put it above my shoulders because I was wading through the water. That has not happened. I'm living here all my life. Luckily, I'm in this area all my life. That has never happened. I was laughing on the bloody video, but that is not natural. That's going to give a shout out though to our old podcast on natural flood defences with Luke Neal. I tell you folks, check it out. The link is
there.
There
is a way to stop the Shannon flooding. There are not just one way, multiple ways to stop the Shannon flooding.
I tell you the most important way. Let's not just displace water and drown another area.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Because that's what they're considering. Look, wrap it up for give me your quick thoughts. What's the next few days?
Next few days is the coronavirus is here. There's no point in saying just because we don't have a case, it's not here. It's here. It's everywhere. As soon as that case goes public, things are going to start moving a lot faster, Tony. A lot faster. People can't afford to be seen to sit back. Really and truly, they should be making emergency plans now.
Hmm. I would say, Martin, go off to the Sinn Féin thing. Come back. Give us your thoughts on it. Let's keep the party going here.
See, I'd be afraid I'd radicalise Sinn Féin.
I think actually Fine Gael are doing a great job of radicalising.
Oh God, it's so silly. Sing your own praises and stop whipping everybody. All you're doing is pointing spotlights. Now I shouldn't be telling you that, but that's what you're doing.
Yeah, no, there's no, like, I mean, for a man who brought in the special
they're useless. They're bloody useless.
The special communications unit. It's been a disaster. Listen, folks, we're going to keep going, but we do need support. I'm not exaggerating.
We need patrons on board. So, look, Tony gave out the address there earlier. Click in. Come on as a patron. Thank you.